The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And we're with you today on this 12th day of April 2017. It's still doing it. Only on my show. Excuse the thump there. I got an email, and somebody was out there on Twitter. Her name is Sarah Abdallah, and she tweeted out something that was very, very interesting. And she tweeted, wow, this anti-Assad reporter tweeted about the sarin gas attack in Syria 24 hours before it even happened. Still think nothing is fishy going on? And the tweet has been, it's obviously in Arabic, and it was translated using Twitter's own translator. And the tweet says this: tomorrow a media campaign will begin to cover intense air raids on the Hama countryside and the use of chlorine against civilians. Now, what has recently come out, and it looks like the indicator on this one, the bell is going to ring true, is actually this was a Mossad and Saudi Arabia action. And it's still a little bit confusing here because, well, Syria and Russia both want a UN investigation into this. Well, that doesn't look like it's going to be forthcoming. But what is fascinating about this is the Trump White House now is saying, well, and they're using these terms, that Assad better not use chemical weapons again, or we'll go in and we might have to put boots on the ground. Folks, literally what has happened here is we have blown a false flag narrative right out of the water. Anybody that's anybody that has took a close look at Syria knew exactly who Assad was, what kind of government he has, what kind of country he has. The people overwhelmingly, and we're not talking about a majority of the people, majority being 51%, we're talking about damn near the majority of the people kept voting the guy back in. So here we are, you know, with our 7-step plan on how to pave the way for Israel and a greater expansion thereof in the Middle East, to go unopposed. Bashar al-Assad must go. Why? Why? And who made us judge, jury, and executioner? Who gave us that right to do this? You see, these are the questions that are not being asked in the mainstream media. And we sure as heck don't want to talk about, oh, that's right, who? Nikki Haley showed up in 2017 at the UN showing these god-awful pictures of these dead children. Well, you remember in 2003, Iraq, Colin Powell, with his little vial of whatever the hell it was, saying that, oh, they have weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They didn't. Folks, You know, I'm no Islamic freak. And, you know, I tell you the truth, there's not very much that I admire about the Middle East, maybe except maybe a few pyramids or something like that. I don't follow the religion. I don't care. I guess that's the best way to put it. I really don't care. We have waged a damn near 16-year war in the Middle East. And repeatedly, over what? But see, these are the questions that are never brought up. We never take a step back. We never get a perspective. There is an analysis that was done on the U.S. cruise missile attack on Syria and its consequences. And okay. Folks, the latest U.S. cruise missile attack on the Syrian airbase is an extremely important event in so many ways that it's important to examine it in some detail. But first, let's begin by looking at what actually happened. The pretext. I don't think anybody that seriously believes that Assad or anybody else in the Syrian government really ordered a chemical weapons attack on anybody. To believe that, it would require you to find the following sequence logical list. First, Assad pretty much wins the war against Daesh, which is in full retreat. Then, the U.S. declares that overthrowing Assad is not a priority anymore. Then, Assad decides to use weapons he doesn't have. He decides to bomb a location with no military value, but with lots of kids and cameras. Then, when the Russians demand a full investigation, the Americans strike as fast as they possibly can before the idea gets any support. And now the Americans are probing a possible Russian role in the so-called attack. Now, frankly, if you believe any of that, you should immediately stop listening to me and go do something else. For the rest of us, there's about three options here. One, a classical U.S. executed false flag. By the way, I don't know if anybody knows this, where false flag came from. That was used on the high seas. You'd fly another flag to fool the people that you were approaching or they were approaching you. Or within visual range, he put up a false flag. Two, a Syrian strike on a location which happened to be storing some kind of gas, possibly chlorine, but most definitely not sarin. This option requires you to believe in coincidences. I don't, unless, number three, the U.S. fed bad intelligence to the Syrians and got them to bomb a location where the U.S. knew the toxic gas was stored. That's one of the three options. Now, what is evident is that the Syrians did not drop chemical weapons from their aircraft and that no chemical gas was ever stored at Al-Sharat Air Base. Now, there is no footage showing any munitions or containers which would have delivered the toxic gas. As for the U.S. and other radar recordings, all they can show is that an aircraft was in the sky. It's heading altitude and speed, and there's no way to distinguish a chemical munition or a chemical attack by means of radar. And again, let me kind of stick this in your brain that it was actually Israeli and Saudi attack, which, if you haven't noticed, Saudi Arabia has become Israel's punk, if you will. Now, whatever option you care to choose, the Syrian government itself is obviously and self-evidently innocent of the accusation of having used chemical weapons. And just for the record, the U.S. has been considering exactly such a false flag attack in the past. Now, the attack itself? American and Russian sources both agree on the following facts. Two U.S. Navy ships launched 59 Tomahawk missiles at Al-Sharat airfield in Syria. That's a lot of bombs, man. That's a lot of boom boom. For $1.25 million apiece, that only 37 of them, or 37 didn't make it to its target. Thank you, Raytheon. And thanks to the American taxpayers for paying them for weapons that don't work. Now, the U.S. did not consult with the Russians on a political level, or so they say. Now we're starting to hear that, yeah, maybe there's some kind of deal worked out. Don't know. I'd have to be orbiting in those circles. But through military channels, the U.S. gave Russia 2 hours advance warning. Now, at this point in time, the accounts begin to diverge a little bit. The Americans say that the missiles all hit their targets. The Russians say that only 23 cruise missiles hit the airfield. The others are unaccounted for. Now, it begs asking the question again, phrased another way. If you've got 37 that doesn't hit your target, unaccounted for? And they never hit the airfield, but they were aimed at the airfield? This isn't a problem in logistics, folks. It's a problem with the hardware. You know, we keep spending money on stuff that really doesn't work the way it should. The Americans say that all missiles hit their targets? Yeah, well, the Russians saying no. That's where this information came from. Only 23 hit. And the Russians are saying, evidently they're telling the truth, those bad old Ruskies. The main runway is intact. The Russian reporters provided footage proving this. And only one taxiway was hit. Furthermore, the Syrian Air Force resumed its operations within 24 hours. 36 cruise missiles have not reached their intended target. That is a fact. I misquoted. I said 37. It was actually 36 if I do the math quickly in my head. My apologies. Now, it's also indisputable that there are no chemical munitions at the base, as nobody, neither the Syrians nor the Russian reporters, had to wear any protective gear. Kind of odd, don't you think? I do. So, the missiles used in this attack, the Tomahawk, can use any combination of three guidance systems, GPS, inertial navigation, and terrain mapping. And there's no evidence and even no reports that the Russians shot even a single air defense missile. In fact, the Russians had signed a memorandum with the USA, which specifically committing Russia not to interfere with U.S. overflights, manned or not manned, over Syria, and vice versa, by the way. While the Tomahawk cruise missile was developed in the 1980s, there's no reason to believe that the missiles used had exceeded their shelf life, and there is even evidence that they were built in 2014. Now, the Tomahawk is known to be accurate and reliable, and there's absolutely, for $1.25 million, it damn well should be, don't you think? It's like you buying rounds for your AK-47 and one out of five works just fine and four don't. Would you continue to buy that, Amy? I doubt it. And there's absolutely no basis to suspect that over half the missiles fired simply spontaneously malfunctioned. So there's maybe only two possible explanations for what happened to the 36 missing cruise missiles. Explanation A, Trump never intended to really hit the Syrians hard, and this entire attack was just for show. And the United States Navy deliberately destroyed these missiles over the Mediterranean. Now, that would make it possible for Trump to appear tough while not inflicting the kind of damage which would truly wreck his plans to collaborate with Russia. Now, I don't believe in this explanation, and I'll explain why in a little bit here. Now, explanation B. The Russians could not legally shoot down the U.S. missiles. Furthermore, it is incorrect to assume that these cruise missiles flew a direct course from the Mediterranean to their target, thereby almost overflying the Russian radar positions. Tomahawks were specifically built to be able to fly 10 gentle courses around some radar types and also have very low radar visibility. They call it RCS. Some of these missiles were probably flying low enough not to be seen by Russian radar, unless the Russians had AWACS in the air. Don't know if they did or didn't. Again, you know, with so many people wanting to lie about this, it's kind of hard to uncover the facts. However, since the Russians were warned about the attack, they had plenty of time to prepare their electronic warfare stations to fry, if you will, the otherwise disabled at least part of the cruise missiles. Now, that may be closer to the correct explanation, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know whether the Russians were technically unable to destroy and confuse the 23 missiles which reached the base, or whether a political decision was taken to let less than half of those cruise missiles through in order to disguise the Russian role in the destruction of 36 missiles. What we are sure of is that 36 advanced cruise missiles at $1.25 million apiece do not just disappear. And there might be a couple of reasons why the Russians would have decided to use their EW stations and their systems and not their missiles. First, it would provide them with a plausible deniability, at least for the general public. That just means you and me. And it provides them that plausible deniability, at least, as I said, for the general public, and there's no doubt that the U.S. signal intelligence units did detect the Russian electronic interference, unless it happened at very low power and very high frequency and far, far away, far inland. And because by using EW systems, it allowed them to keep the air defense missiles for the protection of their own forces. Now, this whole thing, and I watched how fast I was waiting for this, because a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, politicians included, their videos went viral. Virginia State Senator Ron Paul, a host of people, you know, more high profile and recognizable people, along with just little you and me, questioning this. And I watched the news, and oh, the world is with the United States. Bombing Syria was the right thing. Well, how many of these supposed nations are down with the U.S. anymore? How much coalition, how many coalition forces do we have battling ISIS? How many different groups and countries do we have in Iraq right now? The answer to that question, it ain't the same coalition. When you fall in a bucket of doo-doo, you have a tendency to watch yourself so you don't do it again. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, you know, you were saying that there's two scenarios. I'm wondering about the third one. You know, they say they shot off 59 cruise missiles. Now, this is the same military that you know, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and all this stuff, and that, you know, Assad did kill his own people. What's to say that they're not blatantly lying about how many cruise missiles, because they're so delusional, they might not even have enough toes around to count how many missiles they're shooting off, and they might have said, yeah, we shot 100 missiles. And they only shot 13. I mean, you know, so we're believing the story from a bunch of liars as to how many bullets they shot out of their gun. So, I don't know. I don't even trust that they shot, you know, any until I would actually visibly count them myself. You know, the holes in the ground. And by the way, like you said, they blew the snot out of Saddam.
Yep.
With so much stuff. How did they miss
Hey, hang on a second. I got a break.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alrighty, we're back. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, John, that was actually a good cover song to lead us back into this insanity.
I choose my music carefully. I have somebody that's anti-music here that just likes to slip in some of the most god-awful stuff I've ever heard. He gets creative,
well,
and he gets a kick out of it.
Yeah, that one yesterday at the point you were going, what the blazes is this? I was saying the same thing. I'm like, what?
Anybody that knows me knows that's not my choice. Yeah.
So anyways, the realistic thing that we have to look at with this is objectively looking at the whole puzzle. How do we know that anything was fired until we would have eyewitness accounts from, well, here's the thing. They've got drones that could laser pinpoint lock on a missile to a target. So for me to sit here and believe 59, $1.25 million missiles, fireworks, did not hit their target, I find that very hard to believe, Maxwell Smart. I'd like to, let's hear another story.
Okay, Rob, I'm not prepared to take it that far. It's an interesting theory. But I'm not willing to take it that far because these are fired off of a United States Navy ship. And you know as well as I do that people talk. You know, I mean, they might be ordered, but they're going to tell a girlfriend. They're going to tell a wife or something. In other words, I'm not buying this. I just, you know, what the hell is it to the government?
The whole thing stinks to high.
Well, it does, and here's the problem that you're experiencing, along with many, many other people. We are now looking at a world that deception is the brand new tool. And quite frankly, when I saw this fake news stuff going on and Donald Trump really kicking this in high gear, we've been saying it a different way. It is those that have the ability to put out the propaganda. Look at those people first. Look what they're doing, how they're running things. You know, the more conservative talk shows out there would call them the loony left or the bad Democrats or the socialists. Give it a name. I don't care what it is. You know, it's the same old political, I got you, no, I'm going to get you back kind of thing. But as I look at this, after the fake news thing really got hold, and thanks for Donald Trump for kicking that ball over the field goal post, now we're looking at stories that we have to be very careful because it has even affected us, and maybe that was its intention. Maybe it was to put a chill into the alternative media as to what to believe and what not to believe anymore. And that has weighed heavily on my mind. I have thought a lot about that. And we're being a little bit more careful, even though we think we might see something that's legitimate from a source that we have trusted in the past. We're still looking at it. We're still checking it out. So it's cast a pall over everything. And everybody that I talk to anymore, they're just looking at me and going, I don't know what to believe anymore. That unto itself might have been the intention of this whole exercise. So I have a tendency anymore not to embellish I'm telling people, you know, this is my opinion. And I'm not stating it as if it's a known fact and every clear-thinking person out there would know this. I'm not doing it. I'm being very careful and selective.
You don't push out your statements just to make yourself sound important, and that's what I've been saying. I'm not doing this to sound important. It's to try, and if you don't understand why something doesn't make sense, you bring it up to the people, me, I bring it up to the people around me and my brothers to say, what do you think? And then they're just so aghast at how, you know, crazy it sounds. And that's the problem we have. There is no lie too big anymore. Herman Goebbels would be he'd be beside himself at how crazy this is. He'd be like, oh, I didn't do anything, I guess. You know, it's a shame because we're so... The gap between truth and fiction is Grand Canyon, you know.
I got you. Hey, I'm coming up on a break, Rob. I've got to run here.
Sure, take care.
Thanks. I appreciate your call. Alan, West Virginia, don't go anywhere. I'll take your call right after the break. More news and information, the not fake news, coming your way.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
We are back. I'll be covering talk show call-in listen lines, provider fighting back against broadcasting blocks, specifically T-Mobile and Metro PCS. Another person from Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irving. You heard me play the clip on air. I did it twice. I was addressing the 2011 draft class, was 98% black. Hit it again. Jeez, I can't keep doing that. That was telling the draft class, look, you know how many people tried to get in the NFL? And they didn't? You've already arrived. Leave the hood and your bad behavior behind. Well, Bryant, a receiver for Dallas, has come out and said black people hold each other back and lead by example. Also, judge openly laughs at defendant's rights, and this is on the Bundy trial. They're trying to rig this one. So we'll be covering some of those things in the next hour as well. But as promised, Alan in West Virginia. Hello, Alan.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, from what I've seen on RT News, which I seem to find it's more accurate than most of the others,
yeah,
is that some of those missiles hit the civilians. They're out, you know, just outside the airport there and so forth. My father was my dad was a missile expert for 23 years, a CW4 actually, and then I found out, I agree with you, there was not much damage to the so-called airport.
Right.
And if they was warned ahead of time, you know, good and well that Vladimir Putin probably warned them so they could get all the aircraft out they could. Why didn't they take him aircraft out and fire upon the ship?
Well, and we're still asking questions out on an obvious false flag. You know, I'll do the Occam razors scenario here. The most obvious and the simplest explanation is generally the right one. And that simply was a false flag. And like I said, Alan, I've watched how the White House has dealt with this. Once the entire planet just about simultaneously stood up and yelled BS, they backed off of it. Now, you know, it morphed from, well, you know, the Syrian people have got to get rid of Assad. And now it's morphed into, well, Assad better not gas his own people again, or we'll put boots on the ground. And now we're off to North Korea.
Well, I totally agree, and I also have a problem with the videos that we saw or have seen. The correct language, I guess, would be that they didn't have the proper gear on to be handling these people.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we've gotten videos of supposedly a dead child that magically opens up her eyes and starts walking. You know, I mean, so...
Yeah.
I think this one has pretty much been put to rest. And it's from the truth-loving, I'm tired of the 15 years. We're tired of all this stuff. We're tired of supporting people that want to oppress and steal from other people. And I'm speaking specifically about Israel and Palestine. And all the dirty deeds that have been done. We've been caught red-handed over and over and over again. But according to the mainstream media, no, nothing happened. We're the righteous ones. We've got the moral high ground. And look at this mess. We've got to continue to try to clean it up when we were the ones that started it in the first place. Wow.
Well, I think that if Donald Trump there doesn't want to be thrown completely under the bus, then he better wake up. And he, of course, he might be anyways, but... better wake up and see what's going on with all the old oligarch that's been in there forever and ever and ever, and realize that he's been lied to and start getting rid of these people. But, you know, I don't know how long that'll last before they get rid of him. So,
well,
I won't take up much of your time,
okay,
John. I won't take up much of your time. That's all I need to say or wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Alan. even Harry Reid came out and said, you know, hey, give Trump fake intelligence reports. He's stupid. He wouldn't know the difference. Here is the clip.
I would start thinking, if I were you.
It's obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's obvious he can't control his mind or his tongue. And what I've suggested, if now, because he's the nominee for the party, and he's entitled to briefings from the CIA, for example, I said publicly, give him fake briefings. Pretend you're briefing him. Don't tell him anything that you don't want to get out. And that's how I feel about it. I think that the man is a loose cannon. I think he's done so much to hurt our country with our international relations already.
But as a Republican nominee, isn't he entitled to get those briefings?
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means they'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
You're basically telling the intelligence community to lie to him.
No, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, but I still have to tell you everything.
So the omission of the truth is not a lie. Harry Reid, what an illustrious politician He really was. God almighty, I just... Amazing. Just simply amazing. Do I have time to play this clip? I do believe that I do. The European Central Bank is starting to panic over there, and guess what they're doing? They're buying up bonds. Sound familiar? Here's the report.
It would reduce its money printing. The ECB lied. Does that surprise anybody? You came here for the truth. Today we are going to talk about the ECB. We are going to talk about the LIBOR scandal. I hope nobody's forgot about that. And then I want to touch on a few other issues. Let's get into this right away. It's a long article, but I just want to cover a couple points. Contrary to expectations, not only did the ECB not trim its corporate purchases for the week, it appears to have ramped up bond buys. Its holdings rose from 75 to 77. That's a 2 billion euro increase. And this is a 40% increase from its recent scaled back run rate of 300 mil. It's buying up garbage debt to support these corporations, to support these countries, and if it wasn't there as a crutch, the entire EU would collapse. That's just the way it is. In a way, I could say, you know, I guess it's a good thing that the EU is doing this, because otherwise, there would be a massive collapse. But at the same time, it's not only prolonging the collapse, the inevitable collapse, but it is also inevitably making it worse. And that's what happens every single time government intervenes. That was my first book, the theme of the first book, throughout the historical section. Every time the government intervenes, and I showed you example after example after example, every single time it simply makes it worse, it makes the recovery longer and harder to come by, and that's just a fact. So let's move into the diagram here quickly. The number of bonds purchased by country of risk might be hard to see for you. The top three in order are France, Germany, and Italy, then it's Spain, and so on. These are the countries, and, you know, I think that Greece is a completely separate situation, despite the fact that it's obviously in quite some turmoil right now. Number of bonds purchased by sector, by far utilities are there, suffering right now at this time. So instead of allowing it to fail, instead of allowing companies to fail, and then you would have new investment coming forth, you would have mergers that would take place, you would have things that the natural market forces would then step in. The government, the central bank, they step in and they say, look, we're going to overtake these corporations and we will then decide what happens. Then, of course, they go bankrupt or on the brink of bankruptcy. Then they say, okay, IMF, supranational entities, the EU, you decide how this all takes place. Very dangerous policy. All right. LIBOR, the Bank of England implicated in secret recording. This is new information, but the recording was from quite a few years ago now. It states specifically that, yes, in fact, the central bank had a little discussion with the commercial banks and said, you need to maintain these fraudulent rates. You need to all get together and decide what the rate should be. A complete fraud, a complete lie, and the people are just throwing their money into this system, knowing all of the fraud, all the garbage that's out there. And I call it garbage, and that offends some people. You know, I've actually talked to people in the finance industry and I've upset them so much with the things that I've said. And it doesn't matter to me. I mean, if that's what I believe is the truth, I'm going to speak it. And it hurts people. It really hurts them, particularly, number one, when they have all of their assets, all of their family's assets, all under the financial system. Then they work in the financial industry, investing other people's money, their whole livelihood, their whole job, their car, putting their kids in all these different programs and things, and everything is all riding on the fact that let's just get over these problems. Let's just make sure everything's okay. Print money if you have to. Reduce the interest rates if you have to. Don't worry about a little bit of inflation. Nobody's going to feel it. You know, it's okay. Just keep it going. Just keep those false ideologies going. But I, for one, and I'm sure many of you agree, just like Buckley's, it tastes awful, but it works. Look, we just have to take it. Just take it. If it's going to be bad, let's just take it. Rip off that Band-Aid in one swipe. Let's do this. But that's not the way it's going to be. It's just simply not. They're not going to ever admit their faults. And we know that. So you and I, we could see that. Okay, nothing's going to be fixed. We know that. Financial crisis, they had a great chance to do that. That's not going to happen. Okay, what do we do? Well, we start planning accordingly. We take our money out of the system. It's too risky. It's too fragile. And then we plan to then invest in assets. Take the money out of the garbage, put it into real assets. There are many. I've talked about that at length. I have covered it in both of my books. It's out there. Let's move on. This right here is exactly what I warn about all the time. Do not trust anyone. Do not trust the man's voice you hear right now. I do my best to do my due diligence to show you the information. But the difference between me and almost every single other YouTube channel, and you know it, mainstream media, is that my intention with my books, with my videos, with my free ebooks, with everything that I do, is not to tell you what to think. It's to empower you as an individual to then do what you need to do to support yourself and your family. And if you agree with me on that, if you could tell that, please let me know. Hundreds of articles published on top financial news websites were authored by individuals being paid to promote certain biotech stocks. They're being paid off, and this is just one example that we have found out. And what sites are they? Are they some, you know, untrustworthy blogs? No. Seeking Alpha, Forbes, The Street, Yahoo Finance, Motley Fool, Benzinga, and it goes on. Very popular websites. I mean, look, Forbes is on there. And a lot of people take that advice and they make their investment decisions based on it. You have a lot of financial planners that go to these websites, use that as their own guide to invest other people's money and their own and their family's money. This is why I always say we can't look at one or two indicators, and never, never, never do you ever take an individual's advice. Not my advice. I try not to even give advice. Not my advice, not, you know, a heads of state's advice or a central banker's advice or an analyst's advice, even if he's been proven right. You don't do that. You look at the indicators. You see there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of indicators, and then you make your own decisions. I try to bring you the indicators so that you can say for yourself as time goes on. I'm not going to bring out every indicator every single day. The videos would be, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours long. I try to bring you these indicators so that you can...
Alrighty. We're coming up on break here. That was the basis. Pretty much covered what I wanted you to hear. And again, folks, you know, I guess the major stressing point that he was making, and it doesn't matter if it's pointing out that the ECB is buying up 40% of their own bonds. Geez, the United States government's been doing that. But does the public know? No. But the striking point that he makes is, you know, don't take my advice. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching and I'm looking and I have my own opinions. But just don't take it verbatim. Do your research yourself. Educate yourself. If you got something in the game, a stake in the game, and you possibility you can lose it, you really want to talk to an investor and have his assurances that everything is going to be okay? Good point. All right, let's break. 800-313-9443 if you want to opine.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All righty, we're back. Let me see if I can squeeze this in real quick. This is Gary Franchi. On the devastation the Target invited upon itself about its idea to have, well, a one-bathroom policy. Gary Franchi.
Retirement?
Whoops. That's not Gary Franchi. That's one of those stupid ads that you can't block. So we'll have to wait 18, 17, 16 seconds. It's a pain in the butt, isn't it? Don't you just love the clickbait that's also out there? every time that you want to read something or look at something. That's why I've stayed away from it. And people have told me, oh, no, John, you've got to do this. It's a good way to get money. Yeah. All right. Gary Franchi. Talk to me, Gary.
Devastation. Target CEO coming out revealing that he got blindsided by a huge conservative boycott over their bathroom policy. Yes, we were definitely supporting that boycott here. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit reports that millions of conservatives stopped giving their business to Target based on the company's progressive policy on transgender bathrooms, and it's costing them big time. The company's CEO recently realized how bad the damage is. They state that Business Insider is now reporting that the Target boycott cost them more than anyone expected, and the CEO is completely blindsided. Target triggered a nationwide boycott last year with a single blog post. They say it turns out the message was a big shock, as big to the company's CEOs as it was to the shoppers. The blog post was published in April 2016. It publicized a policy that said transgender customers were welcome to use the bathroom or fitting room that matched their gender identity. Quote, everybody deserves to feel like they belong, the post said. And you'll always be accepted, respected, and welcomed at Target. Now, the Target CEO, Brian Cornell, apparently never approved the blog. Colleagues that he wouldn't have approved the decision to flaunt the policy and that the backlash was then self-inflicted. Now, the Journal reported that the boycott cost the company millions in lost sales and added expenses. They say shopper traffic and same-store sales started sliding for the first time in years after the blog post, and the company was forced to spend $20 million installing single occupancy bathrooms in its stores to give critics of the policy more privacy. They continue that critics of the policy said it opened the door for sexual predators to victimize women and children inside the retailer's bathrooms, and more than 1.4 million people signed a pledge to stop shopping at Target unless it reversed the policy. So, my friends, this is what happens when you ignore a significant portion of your customers.
And apparently, there's enough out there. That was Gary Franchi, by the way, Next News Network. Apparently, they have not paid attention to Chick-fil-A. Remember when they went through their stuff and they were being attacked? You know, we're Christians, and this is how we operate. This is what we believe, and this is how our view is and how we run things. Remember, we got music playing. Can I hear it? Thank you. There we go. I thought something was cross-talking on the board there. If that's intended for me, I need to hear it. At any rate, they don't seem to learn lessons. I mean, take a look at Starbucks. You know, do these people enjoy losing money, taking up social issues, trying to cram it down our throats, so to speak? When are they going to learn? Target? Good for you. You deserved it.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.